ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
It will be Mountain Home's basketball to start this final quarter as Marion leads 37-32. Marion still out on, sideline getting some instructions from Coach David Clark. Now they come out for these final 8 minutes of play. It will be Baylor Cresilius triggering the inbound pass on the far sideline. He gets into Gilbert in the backcourt. We're back underway for 8 minutes left. Gilbert in, across the timeline, drills to the right wing. Throws it to Jones on the low block. Finds Cruz in the paint for the jumper. Good. Luke Cruz with 4 points, and Marion's lead is cut back to one possession. We are 18 seconds into this final period. 37-34, Patriots with the ball in the lead. Here is Boyce in the front court, throwing it to Reeves on the left side. He'll dribble up to the top. Back to Boyce on the left wing. Now he's going to dribble into the lane, going to throw it, try to throw it to Abram. He couldn't handle the pass. Goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home getting the ball back on the turnover. Both teams with 11 turnovers in this game. 7:25 left to play in the contest. Gilbert brings the ball into the front court. Mounts on with a chance to either cut to one or possibly tie it on this possession. Cresilius has it on the right wing. Dribbles up to the top. Gives it to Bashirs. Over to Cruz on the left side. Up top to Gilbert. Over to Jones. Now to Bashirs in the right corner. He's going to put up the three-pointer for the tie. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Tristan Heyman, and back on the Patriots. Boyce across the timeline. Less than 7 minutes left to play in this game. Over the left side goes to Reeves. Now Reeves drills up between circles, throws it on the left side to Boyce. Boyce is going to drill toward the free throw line. Now finds Caesar just outside the lane. He's going to pull up for the fadeaway. No good. Abram gets offensive rebound. He can't get the ball to go, but draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line. That foul's on Luke Cruz. That is his third personal foul, team foul number four against the Bombers here in the second half. So it would be Abram Brewer at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He's got 2 points so far this evening. One successful free throw will give Marion a two-possession lead once again. And there it is. First free throw rolls around and goes in. Colton Peters is going to check into the game for the, well, I thought he was about to, but one more free throw is going to be shot by Brewer. Second shot is up and in. So now Peters is going to check into the game as he replaces Hunter Bashirs. 6:35 left in this contest. Marion's lead is back to 5. 39-34 is our score. Here is Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Drills to the right side, gives there to Peters. Peters drills up between the circles. Finds Cresilius on the left side. Trying to avoid the double team. Gets it to Cruz up at the top. Now Cruz, he'll dribble to the right. Picks up his dribble. Now throws up top to Jones. Jones gives it back to Cruz. Now up top to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbled to the right wing. Takes the screen from Jones. Dribbles into the lane. And he's going to draw contact. 5:56 left to play in the game. That foul is on Makai Boyce. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number two against Marion here in the second half. Cresilius will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets into Gilbert. He has it on the right wing. Gilbert will dribble towards the paint. Now kicks out to Cruz. Cruz is going to put up the three-pointer. Rolls around and goes in. Luke Cruz with 7 points, and Mountain Home has cut the margin back to 2 with 5:40 left to play in the game. 39-37, Patriots leading it. Here is Boyce with the ball at the top. Now Boyce dribbles to the left side, kicks up top to Reeves. Now gives it back to Boyce. Boyce will dribble up between the circles. Let's go! Come on, be a lover! Boyce dribbles to the left wing. Tries to throw it to Caesar. Pass was well wide of him, but ball still loose. And they're saying Reeves secured the ball, and Marion got the timeout. Much to the dismay of the coaching staff from Mountain Home. They do not want to see. So anyways, so we'll break with 5 minutes left to play in the game. It is Marion leading Mountain Home 39-37. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Not a guarantee and may lose value.
Exactly 5 minutes left to play on the clock. Marion will inbound the ball after they secured the ball and took the timeout. They lead Mountain Home 39-37. Inbound pass goes to Boyce on the right side, and a foul away from the ball on Mountain Home. That is on Baylor Cresselius. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number 5 against the Bombers here in the second half. So it will be inbounded on the baseline once again by Reeves. He gets into Boyce on the right side. Reeves gets it down to Caesar on the low block, down to Heyman in the paint. He's going up for the layup. No good. And ball goes, rebound comes to Matt Jones, and back comes Mountain Home with a chance to tie it or take the lead on this possession. It's been a while since Mountain Home's had the lead in this contest. Ball's over on the right side with Gilbert. He gives it to Peters. Up top to Cruz. Over to Cresselius on the left. Thought about the three. Now throws it up top to Jones. Jones will drill to the left elbow. Gives it back to Cresselius. He has up at the top. Now over to Gilbert. Down over on the right wing. It goes to Cruz. Cruz to Cresselius on by himself for the reverse layup. His shot was blocked. But Gilbert gets the ball at the left corner. His three-pointer will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Caesar, and he's going to be fouled on the rebound by Baylor Cresselius. That is the second personal foul on him, and that is the last foul Mountain Home had to give. Next one will put Marion in the bonus. 4:10 left to play in this game. Marion gets the ball back, leading 39-37. Inbound pass goes to Boyce, and he'll walk it across the timeline. Boyce drills to the right wing. Now up top it goes to Heyman. Heyman's going into lane. His layup was blocked. And they're going to call a late foul on Mountain Home, and two shots coming up for Heyman. Matt Jones picks up his fourth personal foul, team foul number 7 against Mountain Home. So we Tristan Heyman at the free throw line with 3:53 left to play in the game. He is 0-1 from the charity stripe with 2 points so far. Heyman's first free throw here is up, no good. So this will remain a one-possession game regardless of whether or not he hits this next free throw. Hunter Bashir is checking back into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Baylor Cresselius. And one more free throw coming up for Tristan Heyman. His second shot is up and good. He now has 3 points. 40-37, Marion leading it. 3:50 left in the contest. Gilbert into the front court. Throws over to Bashir's on the right side. Trying to decide where he wants to go with it. Now a foul away from the ball on the Patriots. With 3:39 left to play in the contest. That is on Dietrich Reeves Jr., his second personal foul. Team foul number 3 against Marion here in the second half. 3:39 left. Marion with the 3-point lead. Bashir's will trigger the inbound pass from Mountain Home. He's going to take a timeout. He couldn't find anyone to throw it into. So we'll break with 3:39 left. Marion leading Mountain Home 40-37. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing, continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Jones takes the inbound pass, gives it to Bashir's in the right corner. Now he kicks out to Gilbert on the wing. He's going to put up the three for the tie. Good! Ray Gilbert with 5 points. Eighth tie of this game. 40-all, 3:25 left to play. Here's Boyce throwing it on the right side to Reeves. And an offensive foul away from the ball. And an illegal screen called on Timothy Caesar. That is his third personal foul. Team foul number 4 against the Patriots, and their 12th turnover of the night. So Matt's home with a chance to get the lead back. They haven't had it since the second quarter. Gilbert in the backcourt and a full court press for Marion. And it gives it to Jones. Back to Gilbert. And oh my gosh, they got called for the 10 seconds. That seemed like a fast 10 to me. He didn't get across the timeline before the 10-second count. It seemed like a fast 10-second. That's the 12th turnover against Mountain Home. 3:02 left to play in this game. We're tied at 40-all. Here's Boyce with it up top. Boy, Josh Fulcher is not happy about that call either. He was letting the officials know about it. Boyce drills to the right wing. Gives it to Abram at the elbow. Back to Boyce. Now Boyce will dribble up between the circles. Goes over on the left wing now. Now up top to Reeves. Reeves will dribble just outside the lane and go up for the leaning jumper. It rolls around and goes in. Dietrich Reeves Jr. now with 21 points. And Marion goes back on top, 42-40. 2:22 left to play. Here is Gilbert into the front court. Throws to Bashir's on the left wing. Bashir's dribbles up to the top. Over to Gilbert, to Peters on the left wing for the three-pointer. Good! And Mountain Home is on top! Tom Peters with 6 points. Ninth lead change of the night. Mountain Home leads 43-42. 2 minutes left to play. Here is Boyce with it on the right wing for the Patriots. Now top to Abram. On the left side it goes to Reeves. Down to Caesar. And all by himself for the layup was Mekhi Boyce. He now has 11 points. 10th lead change of the night. Patriots back on top, 44-43. 1:36 left to play. Gilbert into the front court. Throws it to Cruz on the left wing. Back to Gilbert. He has it on the left side. Up top to Peters. He's thought about another three. Now faked out his man. Goes up for the jumper at the free throw line. No good. Gets his own rebound. Throws it up top to Gilbert. Mounts home. Will keep possession. Trailing by one. 1:15 left to play in this contest. Over to Bashir's on the right in the right corner. Now to Cruz. He's going to try for the three. Good! Nick Cruz with 10 points. And it's a 2-point Mountain Home lead. 1 minute left to play. Here's Reeves back the other way. Going up for the jumper. But they're going to call a foul. They say it's going to be before the shot attempt. And a 1-1's coming up for Dietrich Reeves Jr. with 58.9 seconds left. That foul is called on Hunter Bashir's, his second personal foul, team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. Reeves at the free throw line. First shot is up and in, so he does earn the bonus, and he can tie it back up with this next free throw. Reeves so far 2-3 from the free throw line. Second shot for Reeves is no good. It's 1-2, and the rebound comes to Mountain Home. They lead 46-45. 53 seconds. Gilbert throws it into the front court to Bashirs. He has it on the left wing, throws it to Cruz. He's going into the lane for the layup. No good. But draws the foul. We'll head to the free throw line. 45.7 seconds left to play. That foul is on Abram Brewer. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number 5 against the Bombers, against the Patriots, excuse me. So Luke Cruz at the free throw line. He is so far 2 of 2 from the charity stripe with 10 points. First free throw for Cruz is good. And now Mount Home's going to take a timeout before the second free throw is shot. We'll break with 45.7 seconds left. Mount Home leading Marion 47-45. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Arvest Bank is proud to have been voted Best Bank by the readers of the Baxter Bulletin for the 4th year in a row. We're passionate about helping Baxter and Marion County residents find financial solutions for life. Stop by a branch or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the customer service and respect that you and your family deserve.
Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Mount Home is leading 47-45 with 45.7 seconds left, but Luke Cruz has one more free throw to shoot. His second shot is up. It rolls around, will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Heyman. Back come the Patriots. Here is Reeves with it on the right wing. He's going to go down into lane. He's going to be tripped up from behind by Hunter Bashirs. 36.9 seconds left. That is Bashirs' third personal foul. Mount Home crowd, student section booing that call, but it was the right call. Ninth team foul against the Bombers. So 1-1 for Dietrich Reeves Jr. First shot is up. He gets the front end, so he does earn the bonus. And he's going to try to tie this game back up with his next free throw. Again, 36.9 left on the clock. Second shot is up and in. So he gets both, and now Marion's going to take the timeout. So we'll break with 36.9 seconds left. Mountain Home and Marion knotted up at 47. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an
Wes worked hard to make his dream of playing in the NHL come true. Every day, he'd be out playing street hockey, constantly. Townspeople would drive by and shout,
"Get out of the street!"
But Wes never gave up. Well, until one day when someone yelled,
"Get in the car, you're gonna make us all late to work!"
Because Wes was a 43-year-old accountant and he commuted with that guy downtown. So Wes never played in the NHL. But he did hear how GEICO, proud partner of the NHL, could save him money on car insurance. So he switched and saved and made his other dream come true.
Napa know-how.
Right now, you can get a $20 prepaid Visa gift card by mail with the purchase of a Napa Legend Premium battery. Its durability and power make it the obvious choice for people who hate getting stranded by a dead car battery. So pretty much everyone. The Napa Legend Premium battery and $20 back. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers. Limit 2 per household while supplies last. Offer ends 2/28/19.
Across the timeline, Gilbert has the ball knocked away from him, and it's stolen in the backcourt. Here is Boyce throwing it to Reeves for the layup. Good. And Marion will go back on top, 49-47. And Mount Holmes going to take the timeout. We'll break with 19 seconds left to play in the game. It is Marion leading Mountain Home 49-47. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
So that was Mount Holmes' last time out of the game. They trail 49-47 with 19 seconds left. Gilbert takes an inbound pass. Gets it into front court to Bashirs. And he's going to dribble to the right side. Has the ball knocked away from him. Ball's still loose. And now Marion's going to secure it. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball. And it will be Marion's basketball on the possession arrow. Ouch. That is the 13th turnover against Mount Holmes. And so Marion will inbound it with 9.3 seconds left, leading by two. Timothy Caesar is going to check back into the game, replacing Timothy Scott. Abram will turn the inbound pass on the near sideline. And he gets in to Reeves, and he's going to be fouled almost immediately. It did take 1.6 seconds left. It takes 1.6 seconds off the clock. That is on Colton Peters. He is done for the night. Peters will foul out of this game with 6 points. And that's also the 10th team foul, so this is going to be a two-shot opportunity for Dietrich Reeves Jr. He hits them both. It's going to be a two-possession game, and quite tough for Mountain Home to get the victory on that one. First shot is up and in. One more free throw for Reeves. His second shot is up. No good, and rebound controlled by Jones. He gets it to Gilbert. 5 seconds, they have a chance to tie. And are they going to call that on the floor? Nope, they're going to call that on the floor. I don't even know if they're going to call that on the floor or on the shot. So that's the last foul Marion has to give. And that is going to be on Tristan Heyman, his second personal, team foul number six. Gracilius triggering the inbound pass on the near sideline with 2.9 seconds left. Inbound pass comes to Gilbert. He's going to try a three at the buzzer. No good, and that's the way this game's in. Marion's going to escape with the three-point victory. Oh, man, that is hard. That is tough for Mountain Home. They are going, it's a hard-fought game, but they just come up short at the end. We'll break and start the Bombers postgame show in just a moment. Our final score tonight, Mountain Home falling to Marion, 50-47. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.